More than 240,000 Missouri residents have filed for unemployment in the past month. As the coronavirus outbreak continues, many are wondering when or if they'll be able to return to work. St. Louis Public Radio asked unemployed workers how they're coping financially during these uncertain times.
Hi, my name is Jen. I'm an engagement and wedding photographer. The outbreak has completely changed every aspect of my life right now.
My name is Rob. I am recently furloughed. The main job I had, which was at a university bookstore, that was about 30 hours a week. That is gone completely.
Hi, my name's Mary and I'm a nanny. I used to have 4 part-time nanny gigs, but all the families told me they didn't need me because of COVID-19.
Hi, my name is Tyler Cohane. I'm a journalism student at Lindenwood University, and I'm a bartender at 2 different places. And I hopefully temporarily lost both my jobs and am now on unemployment.
All of my weddings have been postponed, and I took a few second shooting jobs, and I'm no longer to work any of them. So it's been pretty difficult trying to find ways to support myself and my kids.
I cannot live on my 12 to 15 hours a week I'm making with my other part-time job. So that's kind of been my new reality.
It's been 3 weeks since I've worked, and I've literally lost 100% of my income. I mean, I struggled financially before when I was working, but now I'm rationing the food that I have left.
What I'm most worried about is my dad, who is a manager at a grocery store. I'm worried because he's exposed to hundreds of people a day, and he has to keep going into work as long as it's open.
My name is Jamie Kenoyer, and I'm a PhD/store manager for a hair salon in Ofala, Missouri. Unfortunately, our shop is temporarily closed, which is kind of a scary thought because we don't really know when we will open back up due to the virus getting worse at this point.
I spend my days reaching out to creditors, trying to get them to extend the loans, but it's hard to get a hold of them. It's hard to get through to the unemployment office. It's like nobody's answering, no one's there.
My name is Laura Coppinger. I'm a current student at the Healing Arts Center, as well as an employee in their office, though most of the staff have been furloughed, so that includes myself.
I'm worried about my staff being able to make ends meet through the time period of being off for who knows how long at this point. Thankfully, Hair Saloon is still paying us while we're off, but as most people know, as hairstylists, we really depend on our tips, and that's a huge portion of how we truly try to make ends meet.
I work in the fashion industry and marketing here in St. Louis. All our stores were closed a few weeks ago, so they had to furlough quite a bit of our company because there's no need for store-focused employees like myself.
Right now, in terms of making ends meet, I am doing oddball jobs for friends and colleagues who know that I'm struggling.
I filed for unemployment first day I was eligible, which will be nice, kind of cut into my financial issues that are stemming from this virus. My optimism in getting back to work by April 25th is honestly fizzling out by the hour, especially because now I have all the time in the world to check for news updates.
I've really dug into some passion projects of mine, such as playing the ukulele and singing more, and building a vegetable garden and a fairy garden to just spread some joy, because I think that's what people need in this time, is joy and hope, because it feels real hopeless. So I'm going to spread some hope.
That story was produced by St. Louis Public Radio's Shayla Farzon.